Today's Noon News is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Greeley Signs and Graphics, whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 29 degrees at 12 o'clock.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The TV station of Lebanon's Hezbollah group says a top Hamas official, Salah Arouri, has been killed in an explosion near Beirut. The AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
Arouri, one of the founders of Hamas's military wing, had headed the group's presence in the West Bank. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, had threatened to kill him even before the Hamas-Israel war began on October the 7th. Israeli officials declined to comment. The explosion shook the Lebanese capital's southern suburbs, causing chaos in the militant Hezbollah group's stronghold. Lebanon's state-run national news agency said the blast killed several people and was carried out by an Israeli drone. I'm Karen Chamas.
Officials say Israel will defend itself before the United Nations top court against charges it has engaged in genocide of Palestinians in Gaza. South Africa launched the case Friday at the International Court of Justice. Ukraine's two largest cities came under attack from Russian missiles that killed five people as the war approached its two-year mark. The Kremlin stepped up its winter bombardment of urban areas. The Kremlin's forces targeted Kyiv, the capital, and the northeast Kharkiv region. Former President Donald Trump is expected to appeal rulings from Colorado and Maine that ban him from the state's ballots, setting up a high-stakes showdown over a 155-year-old addition to the Constitution that bars from office those who engaged in insurrection. A federal judge ruled former county clerk Kim Davis, who refused to issue marriage licenses in Kentucky for same-sex couples, must pay a total of $260,000 in fees and expenses to attorneys who represented one couple. That's in addition to $100,000 in damages. A jury says Davis should pay the couple who sued. Officials in Japan are warning of the possibility of more earthquakes. The quakes that hit western Japan have killed at least 55 people. This is AP News. States and Congress are wrestling with cybersecurity at water utilities.
The hacking of a municipal water authority in a small Pennsylvania town by what the feds say were Iranian-backed hackers targeting equipment because it was Israeli-made is prompting new warnings from U.S. security officials. They say the dangerous hackers gaining control of automated equipment to shut down pumps that supply drinking water or contaminate drinking water by reprogramming automated chemical treatments. The efforts took on new urgency in 2021 when the federal government's leading cybersecurity agency reported five attacks on water authorities over 2 years, most of them by ransomware. I'm Julie Walker.
Finland and Sweden recorded their coldest temperatures of the winter. Temperatures dropped to 40 below Fahrenheit. The cold snap caused substantial problems for rail traffic in the Arctic North. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Greeley Signs and Graphics is your locally owned in-town sign company that's easy to get to at 1209 Highway 14 East. Greeley Signs and Graphics is your award headquarters, too. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, and awards, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics, Highway 14 East across from Rockwell Automation. For the best signs in southwest Wisconsin, call 647-2628 or look us up on the web at signface.com. Creative signs from talented people.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Technical College, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, and Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's edition of The News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 29 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy and a bit breezy conditions today. High of 34 with west winds 8 to 16 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 26. And tomorrow, variably cloudy, breezy, and a touch cooler with a high of 32. Currently in Richland Center, we have west winds at 2 to 4 miles per hour, and it's 29 degrees.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they're there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts available for bundling home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or stop by 177 East Mill Street in Richland Center.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Good afternoon. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 1206. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The deadline to have your name appear on the ballot in the spring election in April is today. Anyone wishing to run for a local government, municipality, or school board seat must turn in nomination forms by 5 this evening. At last word, there will be a race for mayor in Richland Center. Names appearing on the ballot at this time for mayor will be incumbent Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley. Also appearing on the ballot for city council will be incumbent Tom McCarthy for District 2 and incumbent Kevin Melby for District 3. All 21 seats on the Richland County Board are up for re-election. 5 incumbent supervisors have filed notification of non-candidacy. They are Don Seep in District 4, Melissa Luck in District 7, Timothy Gottschall in District 9, Linda Gentis in District 12, and Barbara Voice in District 20. Those who have filed to appear on the ballot include incumbent Steve Caro in District 1, appointee Mary Miller in District 2, incumbent Marty Brewer in District 3, Sandra Kramer in District 4, incumbent Richard McKee in District 5, incumbent David Turk in District 13, incumbent Bob Frank in District 15, incumbent Carrie Severson in District 16, and incumbent Steve Williamson in District 17. In District 8, incumbent Gary Manning is facing a challenge from Cheryl Dahl. 3 seats on the Richland School Board are up for election this spring. The seats in which terms end in April 2024 are Area 1 East, Area 3 City, and Area 4 At Large, currently held by Melissa Wirtz, Scott Bailing, and Brady Doudna, respectively. Melissa Wirtz of Area 1 East has filed non-candidacy. The River Valley School District will hold an election for Areas 5, 7, and 8. Those wishing to run for an office and have their name appear on the ballot this spring are reminded that all paperwork is due by 5 this evening. Paperwork should be returned to the respective offices. The State Elections Commission says 3 candidates have filed to run for the vacant Sauk County Circuit Court judge seat in Branch 3. Incumbent Pat Barrett is not seeking re-election. Blake Duren, Nancy Tomei, and Jesse Leichenring have all registered to run for the seat, but as of Friday, only Duren had completed his nomination paperwork. Today, again, is the deadline to file paperwork to run in an election that appears on the spring election ballot, although candidates can register as a write-in all the way up until the Friday before the election. Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot should be determined today. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee meets to decide which names will be on Wisconsin's April ballot. Last week, the Wisconsin Elections Commission threw out a complaint to keep Donald Trump's name off the ballot. Democratic activist Kirk Bangstad says he intends to take his case as far as the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Throughout the year, there are individuals, organizations, and businesses who make a difference in our daily lives and make it better. Many do not get the thanks and recognition they deserve. Richland Rejuvenates created the Making a Difference Awards in 2012 to give the deserved recognition and thanks to the difference makers. Nominations from the public are being accepted, which is helpful because there are those who do great things that many of us do not know about. Mick Cosgrove is the director of Richland Rejuvenates.
There's been some surprises, what I would call surprises, I guess, just to me. And that's why it's so critical that we get the community involved, because the committee doesn't necessarily get to see the people that are doing things in some of the areas that we're just not involved in. And yet they're making huge differences. And I think back of last year's winner of the Stewardship Award, Ethel Fitzgibbons, I had not been in contact with Ethel. She does, I guess, anything that happens in Lone Rock. So it's been things like that or people like that. They're just not out there. Most of the people that win these awards are not necessarily in the public eye. You know, they're doing things behind the scenes, making a real difference. Those are the stories that we want to hear.
Nominations are due soon. Nominations from this year and previous years are submitted to a committee who have the tough task of deciding who is most deserving of each award that will be presented at the annual banquet.
We are getting nominations. The nominations are open until Friday, January 5th at 5 p.m. We'll close them, and then they'll be forwarded to our selection committee. And I do want to recognize them. We have Cindy Rasmussen, Jerry Bauer, Brandon Fetterly. Mike McNair has in the past, but he'll be stepping down, and the replacement isn't confirmed. I've got an invitation out, but I'm waiting to hear back. And then Sharon Schmitz. So these are just people from the community, from various walks of life, that they get the typical job of taking the nominations and figuring out, okay, who are we going to honor this year? And typically, we can forward the nominations from previous years into that pile, so that if someone was nominated last year, doesn't mean they lost their only opportunity. They'll be able to be considered again this year. Every year I hear, during the year, I see people and they say, hey, you should have given the business of the year to so-and-so. And it's like, did you nominate him? No. Well, that's the only way we're going to know, is if you take the time, you sit down, you write a nomination letter, tell us about why they're making a difference. And that's the only way the judges are going to, because they're not experienced in what that person's doing as you are. And so I really encourage people to, as they end the year, sit down and think about every category, ideally. But if one or two categories or somebody that you feel is deserving, tell us about them and why.
There are several award categories to honor the various difference makers.
We have an award that we've given every year called the Civic Leadership Award. It goes to an employee of the city, county, or state, or any government agency who goes above and beyond what we call the call of duty to enhance Richland County. We have the Business of the Year, which is a business that has made a deep impact in our community through its work, its employee impact, to create a growth and a true sense of community. The Outstanding Organization Award goes to an organization that has made a deep impact on the community through its work, its vision, its leadership to create caring and compassionate community. The Nonprofit of the Year, there are many nonprofit organizations that I can think of that make our county a better place, and so we want to honor those. The Best Face Forward Award is presented to recognize a business or a commercial property owner who's improved the appearance of their building or property in the community. The Emergency Responder, we give a special recognition to individuals who risk their lives to save others. Educator of the Year, the nominees should have built strong and caring relationships with the students while excelling and demonstrating a knowledge and a passion of the subject matter. We have a Medical Hero Award. We want this to be more than just a doctor or a nurse. It could be anybody that is part of the medical field. Last year, we added the Up and Coming Youth Award. It's meant to recognize someone that's 18 or under who's making a difference through their leadership in school, demonstrate that they can lead by example. And then the Community Stewardship Award, which is for an individual or a couple who's truly made a difference in the community by providing inspiration and vision, by touching the lives of the residents of Richland County, and their impact and dedication helps to make Richland County the center of it all.
Cosgrove says that nominees don't have to be from Richland County.
They don't have to be, but their impact has to be in Richland County, the way that's defined. So that it could be a business outside of Richland County, but they have a location in Richland County, or they somehow conduct themselves in Richland County. So the impact has to be in Richland County, but the domicile location of the recipient does not.
Nominations can be made online at southwestpartners.org, where there is also a list of nomination categories. You can also email nominations to swp.acctg@gmail.com, or you can drop nomination papers off at 1313 West Seminary Street, Suite 100 in Richland Center. Remember, nominations must be submitted by Friday at 5. The winners will be announced before the awards banquet, which will be held January 28th at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The public is welcome to attend. Gasoline prices fell 3.5 cents during the last week. The average across the state today is $2.68 per gallon. The national average is still over $3 at $3.06 today. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said there's still a chance the national average will fall below $3 per gallon for the first time since 2021. A woman from Wisconsin Dells died in a crash Saturday afternoon after losing control of her car on I-39. DeAndra Jones was traveling north on I-39 near Plover when she lost control of her vehicle, entered the median, and crossed into the southbound lanes of I-39. A vehicle traveling south crashed into her vehicle as it entered their lane. DeAndra Jones was transported to the hospital in Stevens Point, where she was pronounced deceased. A 68-year-old passenger in the second vehicle, Shelley Chitko, received non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to the Marshfield Clinic for treatment. The driver, John Pitsley, 73, was not injured. The southbound lanes of I-39 were closed for approximately 2 hours Saturday evening while the crash was investigated. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating an officer-involved critical incident in the city of Monona that occurred last night. At approximately 9 o'clock, Monona Police Department officers initiated a traffic stop for a suspicious vehicle at Nicholas and Monona Drive, and the vehicle fled. A Dane County deputy deployed a tire deflation device, and the vehicle crashed near the intersection of Femright Drive and Buckeye Road in the town of Cottage Grove. The three occupants in the fleeing vehicle did not survive the crash and died on scene. Involved law enforcement were not injured. Monona Police Department and Dane County Sheriff's Office squad cars are equipped with dashboard cameras. The involved officers have been placed on administrative duty per agency policy. DCI is leading the investigation of the officer-involved critical incident with assistance from the Wisconsin State Patrol, a DCI crime response specialist, and members of DCI's digital evidence unit. All involved law enforcement are fully cooperating with DCI. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of the incident and will turn over investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney when the investigation concludes. Police are investigating after a man was shot while allegedly breaking into a home in western Wisconsin. The shooting happened early Monday morning in Blair in Trempealeau County. Police got a report from a woman of someone breaking into her home. When officers arrived, they found a man shot inside the house's garage. The woman's husband allegedly confronted the intruder and shot him. The injured man was transported to the hospital for treatment. Police say the door to the home was kicked in when they arrived and that the man who was shot may have broken into an empty house in the neighborhood. No names have been released at this time. It is a cloudy 29 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. How healthy is Richland County? That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right. A feeling of comfort, a feeling of home. A place you belong, a place you own. You're more than a number, we know.
Cooperative, it's all about relationships. There's no better way to do business. Welcome to WCCU Credit Union. We're your financial co-op. Compare our rates and fees, but most important, compare our service. It's from local people you know and trust. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center, online at blsignage.com.
It is currently a cloudy 29 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. The county health rankings are in for Wisconsin, and Richland County ranks 41st out of the 72 counties in the state. The health of a place results from past and present policies and practices. 72.1% of the population lives in a low population density area, which is 500 or fewer people per square mile and less than 2,500 people. Health outcomes represent how healthy a county is right now in terms of length of life, but quality of life as well. Richland is ranked in the lower middle range of counties in Wisconsin at 25 to 50%. When it comes to quality of life, 13% of residents are reported to be in poor to fair health, which is above the state and national average of 12%. Poor mental health days reported in Richland County were also above the state and national average of 4.4 at 4.8. Health factors represent those things we can modify to improve the length and quality of life for residents. Richland is again ranked in the lower middle range of counties in Wisconsin at 25 to 50%. When it comes to health behaviors, Richland County reported 20% of adults smoke. That is above the state and national average of 16%. Adult obesity is also above the state to national average at 35%. Excessive drinking in the county is at 26%, the same as the state, but above the national average of 19%. However, when it comes to alcohol-impaired driving deaths, Richland County is below both the state and national average at 10%. The state average is 36%, while the national is 27%. Physical inactivity in the county is reported at 22%, comparable to the state and national average. However, access to exercise opportunities in Richland County at 43% is far below the state and national average of 84%. When it comes to the five counties surrounding Richland, Iowa County ranked 11th, Sauk County ranked 29th, Vernon County ranked 30th, Grant County ranked 32nd, and Crawford County ranked 35th. The new year is here, and as we welcome in 2024, a recent study says 40 to 45% of us are making one or more resolutions around healthy behaviors, from exercising more to eating better. If you are looking to make a change, you're not alone. Bad habits can be hard to shift. Experts say be specific about your goals and make them sustainable. Instead of saying, "I want to exercise more," make a goal to walk 20 minutes a day. Stopping a behavior is harder than starting one. So instead of trying not to eat junk food, instead set a goal to eat more fruits and vegetables. Creating a goal list with your family can help keep everyone accountable, engaged, and help everyone stay on the same page throughout the year. January is Radon Action Month. Radon is an odorless, invisible radioactive gas that's naturally released from rocks, soil, and water. It can leak into homes and buildings through visible and non-visible cracks in the foundation. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services states about 1 out of 10 homes in Wisconsin have high radon levels. Respiratory viruses are on the rise. Doctors encourage people to wear masks and get vaccinated. Officials say wastewater analysis shows more COVID-19 in the environment than this time last year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says respiratory illnesses may be rising because fewer people are getting vaccinated. Health officials expect to see numbers rise even higher after Christmas and New Year's celebrations. A recent study shows Wisconsin has the second highest number of crashes between vehicles and animals of any state in the nation. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there were 57 fatal crashes involving live animals in Wisconsin since 2017. That's 14% of all fatal crashes in Wisconsin during that time. Only Montana ranked higher. Most crashes between vehicles and animals happen at night. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites individuals with a passion for promoting agriculture to apply to be the 77th Alice in Dairyland through January 31st. As one of the most widely recognized communications professionals in Wisconsin agriculture, Alice in Dairyland travels extensively promoting Wisconsin's agricultural industry and its impact on the state economy. In this highly visible and fast-paced position, Alice in Dairyland serves as a full-time spokesperson, cultivates relationships with television, radio, and print media outlets throughout the state, writes and delivers speeches at events, and utilizes social media to tell the stories of Wisconsin agriculture. Additional duties include developing and executing marketing plans, delivering classroom presentations, and networking with industry professionals. Alice must also learn and retain information about the diversity of Wisconsin agriculture and be able to tailor that information to educate both urban and rural audiences. Alice in Dairyland applicants should have an interest in Wisconsin agriculture, public speaking experience, and at least 3 years of experience, education, or training in communications, marketing, education, or public relations. Applicants must also be female, Wisconsin residents, and at least 21 years old. This one-year, full-time contractual position starts July 8th. The chosen candidate will travel extensively and be required to be in person at the DATCAP's Madison office each week. The annual salary for Alice in Dairyland is $45,000 and includes holiday, vacation, and sick leave and use of a state vehicle while on official business. Reimbursement is provided for an individual health insurance premium up to $450 a month and professional travel expenses. To apply, provide a cover letter, completed application form, resume, and contact information for 3 professional references to datcpalice@wisconsin.gov or P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708-8911 by 4:30 Wednesday afternoon, January 31st. Application materials are available on the Alice in Dairyland website. Qualified applicants will have a preliminary interview on February 24th at DATCAP's Madison office or via Microsoft Teams. Top candidates are required to attend a 2-day program briefing and press announcement March 1st and 2nd, and the 3-day final interview process May 2nd through 4th in Door County. For more information about the Alice in Dairyland program, visit aliceindairyland.com. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for the Wisconsin Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure, known as the RFSI program. The purpose of the RFSI program is to expand capacity and infrastructure for the processing, manufacturing, storing, transporting, wholesaling, and distribution of locally and regionally produced food products, including specialty crops, dairy grains for human consumption, aquaculture, and other value-added food products. Funding for the program is provided through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. A total of $27 million will be awarded through a competitive grant process. Grant applications are due by 5 o'clock Wednesday evening, March 6th. The RFSI program has 2 grant tracks, the infrastructure grant and the equipment-only grant. Applicants may only apply for one track. Infrastructure grants will range from $100,000 to $3 million. This grant can fund capital investments such as construction equipment and building renovations. Infrastructure grants can also fund facility design or engineering, staff time, modernizing systems, plan development, and market development. A match is required for infrastructure grants and starts at 50% of the total project cost. However, if the main applicant qualifies as underserved, the match requirement will be reduced to 25% of the total project cost. Equipment-only grants can range from $10,000 to $99,999. This grant can only fund equipment. Equipment may be new, used, or refurbished. No match is required for equipment-only grants. An informational webinar about the RFSI grants will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday, January 9th via Zoom. Registration is required. To access the webinar registration, learn more about the program, or sign up for automatic email updates about the RFSI program, visit datcp.wi.gov/pages/agdevelopment/rfsi.aspx. If you have questions about the program, email rfsi@wisconsin.gov. The first two winners in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle have been announced. The winner of $25 on New Year's Day was Randy Scott of Sun Prairie on ticket number 400. Today's winner of $50 is Jean Delameter of Richland Center on ticket number 344. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
Do you really want a bachelor's degree but are unsure if you're ready? Start earning your bachelor's degree at Southwest Tech in Fenimore and then transfer to a four-year institution to complete your studies. The caring faculty and staff at Southwest Tech will guide you through transfer contacts, help you pick classes, so your credits go with you, and keep the whole process on track. You could save thousands of dollars, take on much less debt, and graduate with the same degree for the career you want. There's still time to explore your options, apply, and become a student at Southwest Tech. Classes start Monday, January 15th. Apply online at swtc.edu/apply. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Just right for tailgating, Hormel lemon garlic and herb pork tenderloins, 4-count cases, $11.50. Bachler's pulled pork with barbecue sauce, 3 pounds, $21. Bachler's brats, $4 a pound. Now available, Cedarcrest ice cream, $5.50 a scround. Also available, 4-quart pails and parlor tubs. Be sure to check out our aged cheddar cheese at $4.50 a pound. Pine River cheese spreads starting at $2.75. Shop ET Foods, where your family's dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's 30 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:33. Today is Tuesday, January 2nd. Mary Ann Hansen, 69, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Soldiers Grove. Friends may call at Our Savior's Lutheran Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary Hansen is survived by her children, Leah and Michael Ames of Richland Center, Lisa Hansen of Soldiers Grove, Sarah Hansen of Soldiers Grove, and Brandon and Marley Knox of Barneveld. 7 grandchildren, siblings Norma and Dick Velasque of Washington, Michael and Donna Hutchinson of Beloit, Renee Hutchinson of Janesville, her significant other of 27 years, Brian Knox of Lancaster, second mother Grace Lorchester of Cassville, in-laws Chad and Joan Knox of Shoreline, Washington, Scotty Knox of Cassville, and Lisa and Jim Steffel of Watertown. Nieces, nephews, and friends. Mary Ann Hansen, 69, of Richland Center. Richard Thomas Willison, 77, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Richard Willison is survived by his wife Mary, brothers Gerald and James, sisters Carol and Beverly, special niece Amy, and many other relatives and friends. Richard Thomas Willison, 77 of Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy have exceptional caring staffs and great service. They're locally owned independent pharmacies, proudly serving the surrounding area. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individual plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications. Count on Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy to help you minimize or prevent adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're seeing quite a bit of cloud cover move across the area today so far as a front sweeps out of southern Canada through the Midwest. Very little precipitation with, however, just some occasional haze and light fog being reported. Now, there will be some snow showers dropping out of northern Minnesota into northern Wisconsin by tonight. Most of those should miss our area. Temperatures will be just a degree or two cooler tomorrow. You'll especially notice the cooling Wednesday night into early Thursday. But high pressure building in Thursday should bring us plenty of sunshine as well. We're watching for a weak weather system to impact the upper Midwest this weekend. Could bring some pockets of light snow or flurries. Right now, seems like the greater concentration of snow will be back in the Dakotas, through central Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin, where some areas could see an inch or two. It seems like around here the most we'd have is a dusting. However, early next week could be a much different story as a powerful low-pressure system tracks from the southern plains right up toward the Great Lakes, could bring some moderate to locally heavy snow across portions of Wisconsin and surrounding areas, along with strong winds, so be sure to check in for updates. Here's our forecast now for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy and a touch breezy with a high of 34 degrees. West wind between 8 and 16. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 26. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, breezy, and somewhat cooler with a high of 32. Northwest wind between 8 and 15. Tomorrow night, turning mostly clear and chilly, low 16. On Thursday, a nice winter day with lots of sun, high 29. The outlook for Friday, increasing clouds, low 17, high at 34. Saturday, mostly cloudy, maybe a few flurries, low 23 with a high of 34. Sunday, still mostly cloudy with a small chance of patchy light snow or flurries, low 22 with a high of 34. And Monday, a chance of snow, especially later in the day. Moderate accumulations possible into Tuesday and turning breezy. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 30 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 31, our low this morning was 22. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 30. The record high for this date set in 1894 is 57 degrees. The record low 26 below was set in 1979. Last year's high was 35 with a low of 27. Sunset today will be at 4:37 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:34. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 30 degrees with southwest winds 4 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.03 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 30 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Ag lenders expect softer results for U.S. farmers in 2024. Up next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Net farm income dropped this past year for U.S. farmers. No surprise, given that 2022 was a record high year for farm income, and production costs typically rose for farmers in 23. Secondary market farm lender Farmer Mac surveyed the ag lending community in August, and Farmer Mac senior economist Blaine Nelson says there's concern about farm liquidity.
Part of that, I believe, just looking at some of our internal data and what the USDA is putting out, is that folks are using their working capital. Even with elevated incomes, they're using their working capital to pay for things, both because stuff costs more, you know, from an input standpoint, and because interest rates have spiked the way that they have. So it's not as cheap to borrow money these days.
Nelson says ag lenders surveyed also worried about inflation.
You know, it's top of mind, right? And input costs are still elevated, even if they have come back a little bit. So that's part of it. I think the other piece is higher inflation raises the likelihood of higher interest rates for longer. And that becomes a concern just in terms of another expense item for producers when you're already talking about declining commodity prices.
Another survey item, how crop insurance protects farm income. Since that's one of the talking points in the current farm bill debate, I'll cover that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Foreign owners have more U.S. ag land. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Connected Energy, the Clean Fuels Conference, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. A recent USDA report says foreign-owned ag land in the U.S. increased slightly in 2022. Danny Munch, an economist with American Farm Bureau Federation, says the biggest increase has happened in forest land across Alabama, Michigan, and portions of Colorado.
Colorado, it was mainly pastureland and cropland, obviously less forest in the parts of Colorado that they're buying land in. There were several states that actually saw decreases in foreign-owned ag land. That included Arkansas, Illinois, Maine, North Carolina, Ohio, Oregon, and Vermont.
He says Canada continued to own the most U.S. ag land, followed by the Netherlands. And Munch says while China gets a lot of attention, the country owned less than 1% of U.S. farmland in 2022.
Chinese investor-owned acreage actually declined between 2021 and 2022. They estimated 383,000 acres reported in 2021, which is about the average size of a county in Ohio or about the third of the size of Rhode Island.
Munch says USDA needs improved data gathering as interest builds on the foreign ag land ownership topic. The executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association says 2023 was a good year for the ethanol industry. Monty Shawtell's brownfield movement from the EPA on E15 finally took place toward the end of the year.
With a rule going over to the White House that hopefully can be finalized and get E15 year-round at least in 8 Midwestern states. Maybe that'll trigger something more on the national front in Congress, we can hope.
He says another milestone came when the U.S. Treasury Department allowed the Greenhouse Gases Regulated Emissions and Energy Use and Technologies, or GREET, model to be used for sustainable aviation fuel tax credits included in the Inflation Reduction Act. An ag economist says he's expecting another tough year for dairy producers. Leonard Paulzine with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield 2023 needed more consumer demand to lift prices, and he expects the first quarter of the new year will be challenging.
We're coming into a seasonal slump, so as we look to January, February, historically those prices are generally less, especially coming off of, you know, the proverbial holiday hangover where everybody has already had all of their cheese and butter from Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Paulzine says butter has been the good news story, helping support dairy prices in 2023. USDA says a scientific partnership with the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History will help protect U.S. plant health from invasive species. The partners will collaborate on exotic insect species, weed seeds, and other contaminant plant parts. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Burnham Lumber Company of Rui wishes you and your family a happy new year, and they would like to remind you that it's not too late to sign up for your winter project. Burnham's has crews willing to work through the winter and an auger that will dig through the frozen ground. You get the usual high-quality Burnham service and workmanship at a reduced price when you build in the winter. Keep your animals, equipment, and feed protected this winter in a Burnham building. Call today for a free quote. That's Burnham Lumber of Rui, wishing you and your family good health, happiness, and prosperity in 2024.
At midday on Tuesday, direct cash cattle markets are quiet, cash hogs are steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet. The day's big feature should just be the distribution of this week's new show list. Bids and asking prices are not defined, and it looks like widespread trade will wait until the back half of the week. Last week's business was light to moderate, mainly at 172 on the live basis in the south, a dollar higher than the previous week, and mostly 272 to 273 dressed, up 2 to 3. Box beef at midday was mixed with light movement. Choice is down $4.99 to $284.72. Select beef was up $7 at $260.40. Last week in South Dakota, there were too few feeders offered, with most auctions closed for the week, but with moderate to good demand for that light offering. USDA says sales should be much larger this week with the resumption of winter feeder cattle marketing and sale barns returning from the holidays. Statewide receipts are down sharply on the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers in South Dakota last week, weighing 700 to 800 pounds, sold at $229.50 to $256.50. 800 to 860 pound steers reported at $210.50 to $229. Medium and large number one feeder heifers, weighing 600 to 700 pounds, brought $230 to $237. 800 to 850 pound heifers in South Dakota range from $209.50 to $214. Cash hogs are steady with a very light opening negotiated run for the major direct markets. Buyers are coming back from the holiday weekend looking at market-ready numbers and assessing retail clearance. Long-term pork demand continues to be a question mark, but the first midday wholesale report of 2024 does seem to indicate good retail demand in 2023. California's Proposition 12 regulations officially started on Monday. The major direct markets are not reported due to confidentiality. Friday, national direct barrows and gilts were $251 lower at the base price range of $41 to $49.50 for an average of $43.37. Iowa Southern Minnesota on Friday was down $228 at $45.32, and the Western Corn Belt was $231 lower at $43.57. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets are steady with the last reported test at $44. Illinois direct sows are steady at 28 to 40 with moderate demand for moderate offerings. Barrows and gilts in Illinois are steady at 25 to 35, also with moderate demand and offerings. Boars range from 5 to 20. Pork at midday was up $1.28 at $86.04. Loins, ribs, hams, and bellies are modestly to sharply higher. Butts were weak and picnics were sharply lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perished in the line of duty. USDSA also provides a citizen awareness program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, please visit usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level because lives are on the line.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Tipsack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Smaller sale last week and decent crowd. Large squares topped at $215 a ton and large rounds at $150 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have two online only auctions up and running right now. One ending January 10th at 6 p.m. soft close, and another ending January 17th at 6 p.m. again soft close. Go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Cattle futures are higher. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. With more than 50 corn lines to choose from, Stein offers elite genetics with a broad range of traits. Learn more at steinseed.com. Soybeans are lower on speculative and technical selling. Weekend rains are better than expected in some of the drier parts of Brazil. That should help, but damage has been done in portions of the crop, and early harvest activity is underway in some areas. January beans are down 21 at 1272 and a half. March is 25 and a quarter lower at 1272 and three quarters. January bean meal's down $6.50 at $379.50. January soybean oil's 31 points lower at $47.53. Corn's down, watching weather in South America with more rain on the way for parts of Brazil and good conditions in Argentina. Losses for corn are limited by good ethanol demand and improved export demand. March is 8 lower at 463 and a quarter. May's down 7 and 3 quarters at 476 and a quarter. And wheat's lower today. Export demand slow and the dollar's rallying after its recent decline, further limiting export potential. March Chicago's down 18 and 3 quarters at 609 and a quarter. March Kansas City's down 13 and a quarter at 628 and 3 quarters. March Minneapolis wheat's 8 lower at 715 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are sharply higher, supported by last week's direct business and optimism about this week's direct trade. Things remain pretty quiet. Bids and asking prices are not defined. February live's up 322 at 171.72, and April's up 195 at 174.20. January feeders are 265 higher at 224.95. And hogs are sharply lower, with contracts at a premium to the cash index. February lean's down $3.07 at $64.92. April's $2.85 lower at $72. The Dow's up a little more than 45 points. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for vehicle keys. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys. Walsh's has fobs covering about 92% of cars on the road. Walsh's programs keys on site and can save you up to 60%. Stop in and check it out now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse.
Learning more about Ube. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. We recently introduced you to Ube, the 2024 flavor of the year. But here are some other things you should know. It has a similar nutritional profile to the sweet potato. It's high in healthy carbs, vitamins, and has a lot of fiber. The purple tuber has also been found to have high levels of antioxidants, which help promote overall health. Doug Resch, the director of commercial marketing for T. Hasegawa U.S., says it fits perfectly with the recent uptick in consumer food behavior.
Health and premium fusion, it really leads itself to this prominence of naturally flavored and recognizable ingredients. When consumers are looking for those two nuances, they're looking at health benefits and premium dining experiences. And they want to make sure that they're focusing on these functional benefits, and they're doubling down on interesting flavors that contribute to their well-being, right? So economically nutrient-rich ingredients, they're really exploring affordable ingredients that provide these essential nutrients.
Now, part of the reason Ube has become so popular is likely because it photographs well. It has been trending so much on social media. But rest assured, in addition to looking good, it provides nutrients you need too. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. At the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started to attend AA meetings, the greatest gift is that I've become reconnected. I'm part of life again. I really like myself, and that's wonderful. AA is a miracle in my life.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Nominations are still being sought for this year's Making a Difference Awards. The annual awards, which are sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO, will be presented at the annual banquet held this year Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Nominations are being sought for Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization, Civic Leadership, Nonprofit of the Year, Best Face Forward, Community Stewardship, the Emergency Responder Award, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero, Up and Coming Youth Award as well. Nominations are easy. You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference in care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com. You can also drop off information at 1313 West Seminary Street in Richland Center. Nominations are due January 5th at 5 p.m. Now is the time to nominate the people who are making a difference in Richland County.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated. WRCO.